We're here only for the truth. The truth will set you free. If what you want is the truth more than anything, the truth is the burning ground of freedom. If what you want is anything else, you'll miss the mark. If what you want is bliss, well, there's lots of experiences that can give you bliss. If what you want is peace, there's lots of things that can give you a kind of peace. You can get numb, you can have an IV drip, you can take pills. It's a kind of peace. So peace is a byproduct. Nothing, I love true peace. It's beautiful. But if that's all you're going for, you're missing something essential. Because in the midst of non-peace, there's also truth. If you're going for bliss, in the midst of pain, there's also truth. So truth is what's present in the midst of everything. You can find truth. Pain, pleasure, fear, anger, sadness, rage, despair, mind activity, talking to yourself, hearing people talking at you, in the midst of any of it. If what you really want is truth, you can find truth. By truth, I mean reality. Reality has been most rare in this world. What's called real misses reality. And this is the fundamental problem of all of human life, is that what's called real is not really real. Even though it appears real, there's something more fundamental, more true than any appearance. And that's what experiences the appearance. Without the experiencer of the appearance, nothing is real. And the experiencer is what's prior to every experience. And so if you look for reality in the experience, you're missing the experiencer. Oh, it might be too abstract. So let me put it in a more simple way. When I was little, my father used to take us occasionally to Chinatown, and they had this arcade. I read a Calvin Trillin article in the New Yorker a couple years ago, remind me of it. And in this arcade, you could put in a nickel. And when you put a nickel in, a little curtain opened up, and a chicken would come out. Turkey in the Straw would start playing, and the chicken would do a little dance to Turkey in the Straw. And when the music was over, the chicken would go back behind the curtain, and the curtain would close. And there was two other machines like this. One, you put in a nickel, and the chicken would come out and it would play a piece on the piano. And my favorite one, you put in a nickel, and the chicken would play tic-tac-toe with you. And the chicken could win. You know, if you made a wrong move, the chicken could actually win in tic-tac-toe. And what I'd suggest is that everyone is either dancing to Turkey in the Straw, picking out a song on the piano, or doing tic-tac-toe. And calling it living, calling it reality. And more proud. I mean, you know, if you're doing tic-tac-toe, hey, you've got a more mental together trip than somebody who's going to go out there and dance for a living, you know? And of course, if you're the one playing the piano, of course, it's your art, and it's your expression, and it's your... it's something special just for you. Except, you see, that, you know, after the game of tic-tac-toe, and after the dance, what I forgot to mention is that the chicken would then get a little corn would drop down. The chicken would eat the corn, and then it would go behind the curtain. And everyone's dancing, playing tic-tac-toe, playing the piano for corn. And calling it free choice and free will and free life. And so everyone knows this too. It's like I'm not telling you anything new. This isn't news. Everyone inside knows it. It's like there's a certain, knowing that can lead to sarcasm and cynicism, bitterness. It can lead to rage. It can lead to despair, hopelessness. And whenever, since the whole game is set up to keep the chickens dancing, whenever anyone gets a little close to the reality of the horror of the situation, they call it depression. And when you get depressed, you can go and take some medicine so you don't feel depressed anymore. So you can get back on this treadmill and keep dancing. But the truth is that everyone's depressed. If you have any sanity, how could you not be depressed? But the depression is not supposed to be there. You're supposed to be normal like everyone else looks. But everyone else just looks that way because they're dancing as hard as they can for the corn. And so if you go to a Freudian analysis, you know, Freud said you're never going to get happy. You just learn to deal with the basic level of discontent of being in an ego. It's normal. And that's true. You can never get happy as long as you're an ego. Because the ego doesn't really exist. And since it doesn't really exist, it will never find fulfillment. By ego, I mean the story in your head that you tell yourself about who you are, where you are, when you are. That's ego, the story. I am Eli, it's 2001 in New York. Who said so? Who said I'm Eli? Who says it's 2001? Who said this is New York? It's a collective trance. And the ones that run the trance, the head of the cult, it's called a culture. See, one cult wins out over all the other cults. It's the aura cult, or it's the culture. And then you live in the trance of that cult. And the cult has its symbols of power. It has its dates and calendars. It has its time and space. And it has its definition of who you are. And at any point, you can say enough. You can get so overwhelmingly depressed with the whole despair of the whole situation that you say, there's got to be something else. If you've tried enough of this, if you've had enough success and enough failure, if you've had enough sex and enough money, if you've had enough of the experiences, if you've had enough good meals, enough good whatever it is, enough good highs, whatever you call high, to know, is this what life is about? You know, you just have as many good experiences and then you're dead? There's got to be something more. And then this brings you back to a longing that's in every heart. Every soul is longing for home. Every soul is just, how did I get into this mess again? Now what do? Every soul is ready to put down the burden and return to something deeper, something more real, to return, in fact, to reality. Reality is your nature. Reality is what doesn't come and go, what doesn't appear and disappear. If it appears and disappears, it's illusion. So look at what appears and disappears. Body, how long does a body last? Not long. How long does a planet last? Not so long. Solar system, galaxy? Not so long. sort of appears and disappears. It's an appearance. What's prior to all appearance is reality. Reality is what doesn't come and go, what doesn't change, what was never born and never dies. And this is who you are. And it's possible for you to realize it directly. Not to believe me, not to agree with me, not to disagree with me, not to have opinions for and against, not to have proofs or books or beliefs, not to have religion, not to have anything at all, but your own direct experience. That's all that's required. For you to know for sure, without a doubt, in your own experience, what's real. So I may be wrong, but find out. Because if I'm right, the implications for you are enormous. If I'm right, it's the end of suffering. If I'm right, it's finding the truth. It's realizing your own nature as love. It's finding true fulfillment, true peace. And really, that's what we're here for. We're here to wake up. And this loving intelligence is willing for whatever it takes. If it takes the human species destroying itself, destroying the earth, this is one very, very teeny tiny minor planet in a third-rate solar system fifth-rate solar system in a 10th-rate galaxy in a dusty little back corner. You know. Planets are cheap. And so this used to be very rare. When a great soul awakened, whatever, it gets worshipped, we get praised, we get, for thousands of years, you know, we still hear of Jesus and Buddha and other enlightened beings. But those were the forerunners. Now, as Mother Earth is dying, the seeds are cast to the winds. The gates open for everybody. It's your time. It's your opportunity. Because you and I are the same. Really no difference on every level, from the superficial to the deep, we're the same. So it's time for just ordinary, normal, everybody. If you have a human incarnation, it's time for you to stop for a moment to see what's true. And stopping has no effort. It's the end of effort. All of the slavery of chicken dancing involves effort. Involves keeping it together and feeling pressure and getting it done or failing. But finally you stop here. You drop everything for a moment. See what's here. If there's no past, no future, if you're not a man or a woman, what's left? What's been the same the whole time? Unchanging. It's the same consciousness that hears these words, that speaks these words. It's the same consciousness that transmits the words. And if you take these words and try to capture them mentally by understanding them, you've missed it. And if you try to capture them emotionally by feeling it, it's not that. There's something understanding right now deeper than thinking or feeling. Just the clarity of open, intelligent presence that quite naturally understands this without thinking about it. That's what's trustworthy. That's what discovers its own source. Any questions? Yes, please.
Hi, Eli.
Hi.
I'm really grateful that you're here. It's your gift in my life and everyone's life. Mm. And I'm having a really good time, but I'm going through a lot of feelings of loss right now of my marriage, which feels like it's going to lead to divorce, and I'm having a hard time being in the pain. You know, I can feel like I want to run away from it and just have a good time and pretend that this isn't happening. You know, so
it's
I feel like I need to control, you know, each step I take. Should I call my lawyer? What do I say? And who's right? And who should I listen to? My psychic, my friends. And, you know, it's very difficult to be in the silence when my mind is doing that.
When you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. When you're involved in the story of who's right and who's wrong, it's impossible to be quiet. Because you've got a war going on. And this is an opportunity, you know. Regardless of who's right and who's wrong, there's an opportunity here. See, love has to pierce the egoic shell. This piercing, it's like throwing a rock through a window. It's like breaking you out of your trance. There's a slap in the face. It's okay, whoa, shock of divorce. It's either an opportunity for you to go more deeply to sleep, to numb out and narcotize and avoid, or it's an opportunity to face what's here. And if you stay true, and if what you really want, more than being right, if what you want is truth, truth is not about being right. It's deeper than that. On the level of being right, there's being right and being wrong and whose fault, and there'll always be two sides to every story.
I feel like there's a deeper love there, and it's not just out there, it's like within me.
That's right. That's the truth. And then the question is, what are you going to stay true to? The deeper love or the fighting dogs in your head? If you feed the dogs in your head, they'll keep barking. If you stay true to love, then you can become so deeply absorbed into love that the dogs, barking or not barking, have so little interest to you that it doesn't matter. And then, in this presence of love, there's a clarity. And there's in this clarity, there's right action comes out of clarity. It never comes from the volume, from the story in your head about who's right and who's wrong and what you should do and who. All of that is madness. It's all confusion. All the choices.
How does one know they're really clear? Like, one day I'll wake up and think, oh, it's crystal clear to me. I know what I have to do. I don't have to do anything. And the next day it feels like I have to call everybody, to create movement.
That's right. Create movement is never clear, is it?
I know I'm free, but yet I feel I'm not free.
Yes, that's right. And then the question is, which are you going to stay true to? There are these conflicting forces. The impulse to slavery, which is, I've got to get something done, I've got to do it, I've got to make waves, I've got to be right, I've got to do this, I've got to get that, I've got to get moving, I've got to get the ball rolling. And that takes effort, obviously. And there's something that takes no effort at all. That's completely present, conscious, aware, loving, intelligent, and silent. So you're either listening to the silence or you're listening to the noise. And the difference is, in one you're happy and in the other you're suffering.
You know, I can be in the silence for a while and it's very blissful, and then I get impatient. Well, all right, where am I? I'm still here. You know, I'm still
in this frustration. It's actually fear before the frustration. You become terrified.
Yeah.
And then in that you betray yourself. Then you become a slave of terror again. But when the terror comes back to claim you, if you welcome it, without it meaning anything, without it meaning that you have to move, then you can experience it fully without moving. And then you'll find terror has no hold on you.
I guess I want all the answers right now.
They're all here right now if you just stop. But that thought, I want all the answers right now, is again avoiding where you just were, pulling yourself out and betraying yourself, making yourself now mentally dissociated from this clarity of truth that's already here.
Thank you.
Yes. So if you have the integrity to stop betraying yourself, then you're willing to welcome everything without moving. All the pain that's here, all the fear that's here, all the rage that's here. If you welcome it and meet it, experience it fully without using it to justify taking the next thought, it will lead you deeper into yourself, deeper into clarity, deeper into love. And if you pick up the next thought, you're back in the dogfights. So whatever your circumstance in this moment, divorce, non-divorce, cancer, non-cancer, health, sickness, young, old, black, white, doesn't matter. It's perfect. This moment is your opportunity to face what's here fully as your teacher. Your teacher, your circumstance is your teacher to show you where you're identified with someone who's suffering, with someone who wants to be in control and wants to do it and wants to have it, and someone who's afraid, and angry, and hurt. And if you're willing to stop, because this reflection is in your face, you're willing to stop and see, you'll see who you really are. For just a moment, you turn away from everything. You turn back to what is observing. What is it that understands? What is it that's silent? And you'll see your own self. And you'll fall into your own heart. And if you love what you discover in yourself more than you love any of the stuff on the outside, you fall more deeply into yourself. And the more deeply you give yourself, the more deeply you're taken in. And the more deeply you're taken in, the more deeply you surrender. And the more deeply you surrender, the more deeply you experience the bliss of yourself. And then you stay true. And then your life will be an expression of love, an expression of intelligence and clarity. Be a life of peace. And you'll be the nourishment for those around you. Thank you so much for coming. I'm so grateful. Yes. Be happy.